has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, October the 17th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got another crisis behind us, and it's just a matter of time. I'm surprised that they don't have one yet. I'm sure by next few hours here on CNBC, they'll have a new crisis and a new countdown clock going. The market today is taking a bit of a rest. However, we do have a couple of Dow stocks that I would never own, but they are down today, and it's carrying the Dow downwards. Goldman Sachs and IBM are the two culprits today. We have the Dow down 79 points right now to 15,294. The S&P 500 is down 2 points to 1719. We have the NASDAQ down 8. The NASDAQ is at 3,831 right now. We have the 10-year yield actually backing off a little bit, on fear of the debt default. We saw the interest rates tick up to about 2.70, somewhere in there. Now we're at 2.61. So we have a little bit of a rally in the bond market. Now that folks know that our bonds are as good as gold, right? I don't know about that. Gold is up $34 per ounce to $1,316 per ounce. And oil is down $1.31 today to $100.98. And the dollar sinking on the news that it's pretty much status quo. In fact, now there's talk of just dumping the debt ceiling once and for all. Let's just get rid of that pesky little. Even Warren Buffett is saying, let's just get rid of that debt ceiling. The sky's the limit to infinity and beyond. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a couple of big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear dragging down the markets. I recently wrote an article. I was asked to write an article by MarketWatch on Goldman Sachs and how I would be trading it this month. And my basic conclusion was I wouldn't be trading it at all because it's been a dud. It does not stack up. It's hard to make a Best Stock Now case for Goldman Sachs. And they are not doing too well today after missing earnings. And also IBM's getting clocked today, down 8%. Another stodgy old stock of yesteryear, but it's in a lot of portfolios. I'm sure the guys down the hall here at Morgan Stanley, they're going to be disappointed when they get to work today at about 10 a.m. I'm already here. You know, it's 6:30 in the morning. I've been here. I'm raring to go. They're just getting out of bed. But when they get here, they'll find that Goldman Sachs and IBM are down today. Yeah, they don't care less. Do you think they care? I'm being too harsh today. They're a good bunch of fellas. And gals, we have initial jobless claims higher than expected here, and it's on to the next crisis. What's the next crisis? I don't even know yet. We'll find out. CNBC will remind us today. Fox Business Channel will remind us today. Bloomberg will remind us today what the next crisis is, because there's always a crisis around the next corner, isn't there? That's the way the market works. But for now, we have clear sailing. And I suppose you could say it is a case of buying the news and or buying the rumor and selling the news. The rumor was that they would get a deal. They got a deal late last night. This market's traded up in advance of that deal. And now that the deal's done, the market's selling off a little bit. It's back to reality. And it's back to peering out on the horizon with the binoculars, looking for the next crisis to come along. Let's just take a look real quickly here at Goldman Sachs. The reason I pick on Goldman Sachs today, it was recently added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And the title of my article was Goldman Sachs is good enough to, if Goldman Sachs is good enough to be in the Dow, should it be in your portfolio? After all, the financials are a big part of our economy, and we should have some exposure to these all-important financials, even though my app says that as a sector, the financials have been about in the middle all year long. I've had very little exposure to the financials other than MasterCard and Visa and a few others that have come and gone. I've had very little exposure to the banks, to the financials. But what about Goldman Sachs? It was chosen for the Dow. This thing's got to be really special. Well, over the last 10 years, while the market's been delivering 5% per year, GS, Goldman Sachs, has been delivering 7.4%. Okay, so you've gotten a couple more points better than the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. Okay? Over the last 5 years, however, the market's been delivering 12.7% per year. That's the average. Goldman Sachs has been delivering 9% per year. Over the last 5 years, Goldman Sachs has severely underperformed the overall market. Over the last 3 years, it's really underperformed the market. It's averaged 13.5, or the market's averaged 13.5%. Goldman Sachs has only delivered 3.9. You know, I like performance. I'm not seeing it. Trailing the market by 10 percentage points per year over the last 3 years is not what I call performance. You know, I've been giving you stocks that have been delivering 70, 80% per year. Goldman Sachs, 3.9. What if Goldman Sachs were a mutual fund? What if this were the American Growth Fund, the Growth Fund of America, or whatever? And it had been delivering 3.9% over the last 3 years while the market's been delivering 13.5. Would you buy that mutual fund? I wouldn't. Now, over the last 12 months, it's had a pretty good run. Now, it helps that it was put into the Dow. It's up 33%. Market's only up 18%. But when I shake it all together, let's shake it all up. Let's look at the performance. Let's compare it against 3,585 other stocks out there. Goldman Sachs gets a performance grade of C, and it gets a momentum grade of C. You know, if you're a teacher and you're looking for the ones to recommend go into the honors program, are you going to recommend a couple of C students? Not really. I mean, if you're a talent scout out there looking for the next middle linebacker for the San Diego Chargers, are you going to find a guy that ranks C? Probably not. You're going to look for A's. Goldman Sachs gets a performance grade of C. How about the valuation, however? Maybe we can make a really good value case for Goldman Sachs. Well, here's my first problem with Goldman Sachs. It's only expected to grow by 5% per year over the next 5 years. That's single digit, slow growth, 5% per year. I mean, most of these stocks that I bring to your attention are 20, 15, 25% per year. It's pretty hard for a stock to really take off when it's only growing by 5% per year. And I'm using Goldman Sachs here because there's a lot of lessons that you can apply to other stocks. Goldman Sachs just happens to be the guinea pig here. And so far it's a pig, not a guinea. We have a PEG ratio right now of 2.03. It's trading at 2 times its growth rate. And even though you could argue that a forward PE of 10.5 is inexpensive, when you compare that with a 5% growth rate, it's not so inexpensive because the PEG ratio comes in at 2. Goldman Sachs gets a value grade of D+, not even C. D+. We have a performance grade of C. We have a value grade of D+. Look at a chart real quickly of Goldman Sachs, because that's the third leg of the stool, isn't it? GS, Goldman Sachs, is in a very boring, ho-hem, sideways trend going nowhere in a hurry. Goldman Sachs, out of 3,585 stocks, comes in at number 2,869. But it's a member of the Dow. Don't forget. Just put in there. I will say this. I don't know who it replaced. Probably Bank of America. It is a better stock than Bank of America. But then again, you know, the Cleveland Indians are a better team than the Florida Marlins, right? It's all relative. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? All throughout this current crisis, every day, at the end of the day, as I was walking home, I checked my asset class rankings. I do that every week, show you pictures, graphics in the newsletter every Saturday, so you can stay in the right asset classes, so you can have the right asset allocation. According to me, look, you have to decide for yourself, but according to me, the right asset allocation is based on the ranking of the 45 asset classes that I perform on a daily basis. And here we are, crisis over for now, this crisis, new crisis on way, coming, we announced a little bit later today, coming soon to a financial station near you. As we begin this day, the ranking of the asset classes is as follows. Number one, small cap dividend. Number two, small cap growth. Number three, small cap value. Number four, international small cap dividend. What do you hear in common with those top four? Small cap stocks, little guys are still in favor. Bet on David, not Goliath, right now. All right? Next four. And I don't really go any further than this. This is all I'm interested in. The NASDAQ is next, or in other words, technology stocks. Mid-cap growth, mid-cap value, and the micro-cap index. It's still the leading asset classes are all stocks. There's nothing there about fixed income. I have no exposure whatsoever to fixed income. In other words, I'm one of these radicals that has a 100% exposure to stocks and a 0% exposure to bonds right now. I'm not always like that, but that's what my app is telling me to do right now, and that's what I've been doing. It's also domestic stocks. Still, it's not China, it's not Russia, it's not Brazil, it's not Latin America, it's not Mexico, it's U.S. stocks. And it's not big blue chips like IBM and Yum Brands and Citigroup and Bank of America and Walmart and Microsoft and Cisco, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Instead, it's small, micro, and mid-cap stocks. If you've had that waiting in your 401k this year, you got to be pretty happy. You got to say, Gunderson's given me pretty good advice. Look at my 401k. You should be up at least 20% in your 401k this year. They've got to offer some small and mid-cap mutual funds. And if you've looked at your 401k choices and you've said, what about this total return fund? No, that's a bond fund. What about this balance fund? No, it's half bonds and half stocks. What about this U.S. Treasury? No. What about this Treasuries protected for inflation? No. What about this emerging markets? No. This has been a very narrow area of the market that's been working this year. And that's what I believe in doing. I believe in being focused in the best areas of the market. When it's no longer the best area of the market, we'll go elsewhere. Okay, so that was a big aid to me during this current crisis. How are the asset classes holding up? In fact, at my weakest moment, when I was really ready to put in a hedge, a short position, just put it in there as one of my positions, I looked at the rankings of the inverse funds. The S&P inverse fund was almost last. The inverse NASDAQ was, I think, about the worst thing you could possibly invest in. And I said to myself, would you invest in a stock ranked this low? And the answer was no. Then why would you invest in an inverse fund ranked this low? And once again, the answer was, okay, I'm going to leave the inverse funds alone, and I'm going to stay in what the asset classes that the app tells me to stay in. And here we are again. We've come through another crisis together. Now, let's drill down a little bit further into the sectors of the market. The leading sectors in the market continue to be the internet sector, the gaming sector. You know, I have this theory that all these furloughed employees got on these gambling junket buses with free hors d'oeuvres and whatnot and headed out to the Indian casinos and to Vegas and to wherever else, Atlantic City, and had some fun. What the heck? Government shut down. No boss. They knew they were going to get paid for all of this, for this time off. Let's go to the casinos. Global gaming is the number one ranked sector in the market right now. Just take a look at Wynn, W-Y-N-N. You'll see what I mean. Internet's number two. A new leadership sector has entered into the fray. Oil and gas exploration stocks. I have heavy exposure there. I've been adding exposure there. Biotechs are still up there in the top eight, as are pharmaceuticals. Let's talk about the energy sector just for a moment. I don't know what's going on there. Sometimes oil and energy stocks are kind of hard to figure out, but they're booming right now. And the one that I'm going to give an example of is a large cap stock. Large cap stocks are basically out of favor this year, but this one isn't. This is one I own in my conservative growth accounts. This is a company that is headquartered in Houston, Texas. We've talked about this stock before. It's a company by the name of EOG Resources. They're engaged in the production and marketing of crude oil and natural gas in the U.S., Canada, Trinidad. Who's ever been to Trinidad? Raise your hand. The U.K. and China. Over the last few years, this stock has been booming. This stock was $45 in 2009, and today it's $182 per share. So let's take a look at the performance. And as I go over these performance numbers, think back on the performance that we just looked at on Goldman Sachs, which was C, right? How does EOG stack up against Goldman Sachs? Over the last 10 years, EOG has delivered 25% per year. If I'm not mistaken, Goldman Sachs has only delivered 7% per year. Over the last 5 years, EOG has delivered 22% per year. If I'm not mistaken, Goldman Sachs had only delivered 3.5% per year. And over the last 3 years, EOG has delivered 23% per year. And if I'm not mistaken, Goldman Sachs was down in the single digits. Over the last 12 months, EOG is up 61%. It gets an A- performance grade. It gets an A momentum grade. And if I'm not mistaken, Goldman Sachs came in at C on both of those important measures. EOG Resources passes my performance test. It's one of the top performing large caps in the entire market. In fact, it may be my number one ranked large cap stock, which is another neat little thing on the app. You can look up the top micro cap stock right now, or the top small cap, or the top, they're all ranked by their category. Valuation, I find the valuation to be not bad on EOG. It's not the cheapest stock in town, but it still makes sense. Chart, new highs. Fantastic chart. Out of 3,568 stocks that I follow, EOG comes in at number 76, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and it's a great example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked so far about coming through another crisis together. And my advice is I took it a day at a time and I looked at all my stocks and I looked at all my sector rankings and I looked at all my asset class rankings and I looked at the big picture of the market. And I said, you know what? This has all the hallmarks of being another temporary type of thing that will come and it will go. And it's just not worth it to sell everything and then to have to buy it all back down the road. I said, I really don't see this as that threat that's going to bring this four-year, seven-month-old bull market to its knees. This just doesn't look like it. In fact, I think that the fiscal cliff was a bigger threat than this one, and if I could ride through the fiscal cliff, I can certainly ride through this. Yet there were painful days. The market doesn't like the unknown. I don't like the unknown. You don't like the unknown. You know, when you're in the depths of despair and you're thinking, is there a solution to this problem? You have to kind of step back and use a little bit of common sense, you know. Are they really going to take it beyond that deadline date? I guess there was the possibility, but logic didn't seem to speak that language to me. But here we are again. We've made it through another crisis. We're still in a 4-year, 7-month-old bull market. We're currently in a market that still continues to favor American stocks. You have to look at your portfolio. I don't know who designed it. I don't know who put it together. Have you been heavily exposed to the emerging markets this year? If you have, that's really hurt your performance. Have you been heavily exposed to the bond market this year, fixed income? If you have, that's severely hurt your performance. If you've been in American stocks, and if you've been focused in the small and mid-cap stocks, you've had a pretty darn good year. You know, right up there with one of the better years that we've seen in a long time in the market. And we don't know what 2014 will bring. I'm not in the prediction business. I've seen too many predictions. Guys invest, gals invest on their predictions, and it doesn't turn out so well. You're better off taking a look at the current state of the market, the current leadership in the market, and riding it for all it's worth for as long as you possibly can. And for right now, the leadership in the market continues to be the same areas that have been leading the market all year long. The only thing that's really changed is there's a new kid in town, and it's the oil and gas and exploration companies. They have just blasted off. The sector has blasted off. Energy mutual funds have blasted off. Energy ETFs have blasted off. You know, not only oil energy, but the solar stocks, believe it or not, have also blasted off. So I guess this world right now is in need of energy. And, you know, tomorrow, getting late in the week, we're all in need of energy. But the economy is driven by energy. Nobody knows that more than me. As a guy that sits here on the port of San Diego and watches freighters coming in and out all day long, watches Navy jets take off, watches aircraft carriers come in and out, watches battleships come in and out. And just to the north of me is the Lindbergh Field, where the jets take off carrying passengers to do business. The economy depends upon energy. And that sector has roared up into the top 10, top 8 right now. And you need to sit up and take pay attention. You have to look at your own portfolio and see if you own any energy stocks, any energy ETFs, any energy mutual funds. I particularly like individual stocks. And when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, I identified what I thought at that time were the best energy stocks out there. Man, are they roaring right now. Holy cow, you should take a look at Continental Resources, a stock that I pinpointed in my book, Best Stocks Now. It was written a couple years ago. Take a look at what Continental Resources has done since I wrote the book. I also wrote about Brigham Exploration. You say, well, I never heard of Brigham Exploration. I know, it got bought out by another company. I wrote about Geo Resources. You say, well, I never heard of Geo Resources. I know. It got bought out also. I wrote about Concho Resources. Concho, CXO. Absolutely blasting off right now. There were some pretty good picks there. Maybe there's something to this, combining value with performance. Another stock I wrote about, and it continues to be one of my favorite stocks today, even though I currently have no position in it. I wish I did. It's a company out of the Netherlands named Core Laboratories. It's a Dutch company that provides patented reservoir description, production enhancement, and reservoir management services. Well, it's a mid-cap stock. That's a good thing. Well, Gunderson, you said don't touch anything outside of the United States. No, I didn't say that. I said the action just is not in the emerging markets this year. The Netherlands aren't really an emerging market, and there are exceptions. There are a lot of Chinese stocks that are working right now. There's a lot of European stocks. Europe's having a good year this year. So you never say never. You know, it's not like you can't own a Dutch stock here. Come on, let's not get too particular here. Core Labs, CLB, is a fantastic energy stock. It's one of the best oil and gas service companies in the world, at least one of the best stocks in the world. Now, I haven't used their services. I don't have any oil in my backyard. I don't need a contract company, service company to hire to come in and build my reservoirs and manage my holdings in oil, but other companies do. And over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered 38% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 39% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 26% per year. And over the last 12 months, this stock is up 72%. One of the best performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade right now of A. It kind of went into a big sideways a trend for the last year, but now it's breaking out of that trend. It broke out about 2 or 3 months ago, and it's been moving higher ever since. It's up 72% over the last 12 months. It now gets a momentum grade of A-. And that's why I currently don't own it, because it was out of favor for about a year. Now it's come back into favor. And I own other stocks in that area, so it's not like I don't have exposure to that area. But this is one of the very best energy service stocks. You see, even the energy sector has its subsectors. There's companies that go out and do the oil production. They're the ones that have their neck on the line. And they hire service companies that provide the rigs, that do the drilling, that provide the equipment, etc., or the seismic studies. There's a lot of different companies in the energy business, companies that build the pipelines, companies that provide all of the materials necessary, people that fly the guys out to the rigs, all kinds of companies involved in this industry. Core Labs just happens to be an oil and gas field service company. It passes the performance test with flying colors. What about the valuation test? Well, when I take Core Labs earnings estimates next year of $6.11, and I extrapolate them out over the next 5 years by 19% per year. That's what the analyst consensus estimates are. And then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock. I come up with a valuation north of $320 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at $183. Are there guarantees that it'll get there? I don't think so. But there's at least the possibility. If they continue on the trajectory that they've been on, and if the analysts are anywhere close to being right in the guidance that the company has supplied to them, it has a good shot, a better than average shot of someday being north of $300. Core Labs, CLB, is a very good example of a best stock now. Now, what's the third leg of that stool to stand on? It's the technical pattern. As I look at the technical pattern of Core Labs, it's very, very good. It broke out today. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. So, you know what? It passes all the tests with flying colors. 1 year ago, this stock was ranked number 771. It wasn't a best stock now. Today, the stock is ranked number 65 out of 3,585 stocks, and it gets a Gunderson grade of a CLB. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I would do a closing segment here for the day on the question of what kind of an investor are you? You know, everybody has to kind of decide for themselves which of the investment camps that they fit in. Obviously, there's a large amount of investors that are what they call value investors. Warren Buffett would be probably the modern face on value investing. Value investing basically goes back to a guy by the name of Benjamin Graham, who took a look at companies and analyzed those companies. You can read the 700-page book called Security Analysis, and all the various ratios and all the various things in the balance sheet, income statement, etc., that you should be aware of in examining a company. And in the end, you come up with an intrinsic value of that company, what that company is worth. They might have land that's listed on the balance sheet that's worth a lot more than it's listed on the balance sheet. They might have other things that are on the balance sheet that are really worth a lot more, and they're looking for hidden value in companies, or they're looking for companies that have been beaten up beyond what they deserve. They didn't deserve, like, okay, let's just say JCPenney, which is now what, $7 or $8 a share, something like that, or a BlackBerry or other stocks that have been beaten up, and they're going in and they're looking at those stocks and they're saying, look, if JCPenney were to sell all their inventory and all their stores and all of their fixtures and everything, this stock's worth $12. I'm just using this as an example. And so they're value investors, and they're patient. They're willing to go in there and buy the shares and be very patient and wait for those hidden values to be recognized. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got the guys that are the momentum guys, the Investor's Business Daily, Can Slim types. And if you take a look at the letters in Can Slim, current earnings, annual earnings, something new, new highs, new product, new leadership, shares outstanding, you don't want too many. You want those shares to be in demand. You want them to be under accumulation and not distribution. The L stands for leadership. You want a stock that's a leader, not a laggard. I is institutional ownership. You got to have some of those mutual funds buying. After all, they make up 80% of the volume in the markets on a daily basis. And lastly is that M in Can Slim, which means you need to have the market winds blowing in your direction. I like Can Slim, but it misses out on the other camp, valuation. It's like there's no middle ground here. It's either performance or it's value. And if you've studied the markets at all, and if you've studied investing, maybe you align yourself with one or the other camps. There's a third camp that does nothing but technical analysis. To them, fundamental analysis is useless because everything is shown in the charts. What do we need fundamentals for? What do we need to know current ratio is? What do we need to know what the profit margins are, or the gross margins? It all shows up in the stock chart. Those are pure technicians. Now, as you know, my app first takes a look at the performance, at the momentum that portion of the app ignores value. And I rank these stocks based on their long-term, short-term, and their intermediate-term performance. But the app also takes a look at valuation. And I keep it simple. I do five-year target prices, and I compare where the stock is trading at today against where I think it could be trading 5 years from now. And I have valuation grades. I like stocks that have 80% or more upside potential as a general rule. So I like stocks that not only have those performance numbers, but also have the valuation numbers. And thirdly, the final determinant in what stocks I buy and what stocks I sell, and when I buy and when I sell those stocks, shows up in the technical pattern. I don't buy stocks in downtrends. That's one of my cardinal rules. I don't double down on stocks that are going down. I don't average down. I don't add to a losing position. I don't buy stocks that are in sideways trends, really. Very seldom, unless there's some kind of catalyst that looks like it's getting ready to break out. I don't buy stocks that are way, way extended that have been going up for a long time either. And I especially don't buy stocks that are rolling over at the top. Those are the most dangerous stocks of all. I kind of like stocks that are look like they're beginning new uptrends. Hopefully they'll follow through. So if I can get all three of those top performers, stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view, and stocks that look like they're in the prime of their life from a buying point of view, those are the ones I like. And conversely, that sell decision comes when stocks start dropping in rank. Oh, and by the way, out of 3,600 stocks, I'm usually in that top 200 or so, sometimes dip down a little further. Those are the best stocks in the market. That's my shopping aisle. That's the aisle I go down. If there's 15 aisles in a supermarket, I only go down aisle number one. I ignore all the other aisles. Until you can move up into aisle number one, I have no interest. I'm not going to go down and try to justify buying something that's not in aisle number one. Although I will make some exceptions when it comes to the income and dividend stocks. Because generally speaking, they're not in that top 200 or 300. You have to dip down a little bit further to get stocks that pay a good dividend and have had performance and have had value and are displaying good technical patterns at the current time. So anyways, I mean, that's how I do it. I believe in combining all of the above. Most people in my business do one of the above. Or the most popular way of investing in my business is to spread it out, to not touch stocks at all, leave stocks completely alone, and instead go to broad-based mutual funds from all walks of life, bonds, international, U.S., that's called asset allocation. And I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I think it's a recipe for mediocrity. Anyways, my number is 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.